Oh, the Taz and Moose picks are for fun only. This is not for gambling purposes, just some chuckles and a good time. Enjoy the Taz and Moose picks now. Listen irresponsibly.
There's so many bits on the show. There we go.
It's now time for the Taz and Moose College Football Picks. The three picks you need to know.
You're right. I don't know what to say. It's chair shots. I'm like, what the hell? Where's our open?
Yeah, so dealer's choice, Taz. Right. Where do you want to go? You want to lead or you want me to lead?
Oh, jeez.
You got the lead. Where do you want to go? You want me to go first?
Let me
go first.
Let me kick this thing off.
You kick it off. Take it away, buddy.
We're going to go a little Penn State, Maryland. Penn State, the Nittany Lions going on the road. Number 12 Nittany Lions to play the Terps. Okay, Penn State, here's the deal. Flat out. Okay, I'm going to take the Terps. Maryland announced yesterday it's a sellout. I've been to that stadium. That's a big building. It's a big stadium. And those people, those the student body and the fans of the Terps are going to be there in full effect. The Terps are plus 6.5. Maryland is plus 6.5. Penn State will not cover, Moose. I'm telling you right now, I'm smelling me a little bit of an upset here.
There you go.
Not only do I think the Terps, not only do I think Penn State's not going to cover, but I think Maryland's going to flat out outright, take two, beat them. How's that?
Nice.
So Penn State won't cover. I'll take the Terps at home plus 6.5.
Yes, but you like the, you would take Maryland on the money line, folks, for everyone playing at home. You like Maryland to win the game outright.
I do.
And you should get a pretty good number at that. All right, I'm going to start with a night game tomorrow night down in South Carolina. And I'm going to take the Gamecocks, and I'm going to lay the 2.5 as Kentucky comes to town. Back-to-back road games for the Wildcats here in the for them. Not necessarily a good thing. I look at this game, and what I think about is desperation. South Carolina coming off a loss last week against Missouri. They are desperate for a victory. Will Muschamp needs victories. Freshman quarterback Ryan Helinski deal with a little bit of an elbow, but worked it out over the course of this week in practice. And Muschamp said the other day they threw the ball very, very well. And I think South Carolina's pass defense has been terrible. However, you look at it, the Kentucky starting quarterback is done for the year. Backup, dealing a little bit of injury as well. He's been terrible throwing the football. I don't think Kentucky can take care of that. And you look at Kentucky's defense, has had issues getting teams off of the football field. You look at it, last two opponents they went up against were 10 of 18 on third down conversions. Give me South Carolina in a tight game, lay 2.5 tomorrow night. At 7:30, as that game gets kicked, that's pick number one.
All right, sounds good. We're gonna do a little bit. We're gonna go down to where are we gonna go? We're gonna go out to South Bend, Indiana, for the Irish, the number ten Notre Dame Fighting Irish, as they host a 4-0 Moose. You heard me correct. A 4-0 UVA, University of Virginia Cavaliers. Cavalier team that's really strong this year. Here's the thing. Okay, like I said, UVA is 4-0, and they are plus 12.5. Check this out. Irish, Ian Book led Irish. Okay, the quarterback. Irish will cover at home. They're going to give UVA their first loss. So I like the Irish covered at home, even though it's a big margin there to a good UVA ACC team in the Cavaliers, Virginia Cavaliers. I like the Irish to cover at home.
All right.
12.5, Moose, if I didn't mention.
12.5, so you like the Irish laying 12.5 against UVA. That's pick two for Taz. Pick two for me.
You don't like that pick?
I do like that pick.
All right.
I was done with Notre Dame last week and came back to bite me, but I do like Notre Dame. They showed themselves well last week down in Athens against Georgia, so I'm with you on that pick.
Right.
I'm going to go to the SEC. Also a night game tomorrow night. 7th-ranked Auburn. Down on the plains, entertaining the Mississippi State Bulldogs. I'm going to take the Tigers, and I'm going to lay the 10. These two teams have not played each other since 2015. For the last 5 times that these two programs have met up, and I understand the personnel has changed in college football, but it's been double-digit margins one way or another. Whitlow running the football, Bo Nix. You look at this game, to me it comes down to third down efficiency. Mississippi State has struggled in that department as well, getting teams off the field. They've had a little bit of an issue at quarterback, too. Auburn, Taz, you look at it, you know, they've got a very, very difficult schedule. You know, if they were able to work their way through that schedule, you know, that comeback victory against Oregon the opening week, Bo Nix has been very, very good. You know, I just think it's just too much for Mississippi State to stay with Auburn. Jordan Hare is going to be rocking on Saturday night. I'm going to take Auburn. I'm going to lay the 10. I think they win this game going away. Bo Nix has a game. They run the football well, and that Auburn defense does a good job with that Mississippi State offense. Give me Auburn laying 10. That's pick two for me.
I got to tell you, Miss, I like that pick. I like that pick. Great breakdown of your viewpoint on that, too. Good job right there. Listen, truth be told, you know this, Miss. There's not a plethora of great games this weekend.
No, there's not.
Really not. One of the better games I do think potentially could be a Big Ten matchup between the Ohio State Buckeyes against the Nebraska Cornhuskers. This game is at Tom Osborne Field right there in Lincoln, Nebraska. I've been there. Not for a game. I've been to that stadium, but it was empty. I was rooted for Nebraska, and that place is it's a cool place to be. I was in there. It was empty. It was really odd. We were wrestling in Lincoln, and
it's like a awesome. I went to school with somebody up in Syracuse that was from Nebraska. Grew up going to Nebraska games and said game days at Nebraska, and it's during their heyday. Obviously, there's nothing like it because it's like a sea of red as the fans are going into the stadium.
Yeah, it's like another small little city within the city of Lincoln. So here's the thing, though. Like, look, Nebraska's 3-1 right now. Ohio State, they come in ranked number 5 in the country. They're 4-0. Listen, the black shirts, the black shirt defense, that's the defense for those that don't know of Nebraska. The black shirts need to step up big. Big, big home dog here for Nebraska. They're plus 17, Moose, plus 17. A lot of people think that Ohio State's going to blow their doors off at home. Ohio State comes in 4-0. Nebraska's 3-1. I'm going to take the home dog. I'm going to take Nebraska plus 17. I know that's probably not a lot of people's choice on that. That's my deal on that. I like the Huskers in this one. This could potentially could be a, not potentially, if Scott Frost, new head coach there of Nebraska, former quarterback of Nebraska, if he could get the victory there, Moose, at home.
Oh, that'd be huge.
That'd be such a statement victory for him over the Ohio State Buckeyes, Ryan Day Jones, the whole deal. That would be huge. That would be huge.
So, but you like Nebraska not to cover, not to win.
Correct.
Or you think Nebraska's got a shot in the fourth quarter to win the game, or you think this is okay?
Ohio State's going to win the game. I just think plus 17 at home is a lot to a place that's going to be rabid. So I'm going to take the points, and I'm going to take Nebraska.
I like that one. I like that
one. That's what we do here on Tazzy's, right? We pick against the spread. That's what I was told.
No, I understand. All right, but you like Maryland to win the game outright. I was wondering if you were going to...
That's a different game, Maryland.
No.
I didn't know what you're talking about.
I was wondering if you like Nebraska to actually win the game outright.
Oh, that's why you mentioned Maryland.
Well.
I jumped you.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yes, I know it's a different game. Yes, thank you, Taz. I was following along.
So pouncing. Thank you. So pouncing.
I know, jeez.
No, it's like, it's a different game.
Yes, thank you,
Taz. I'm just trying to make a point.
So I had an issue going around the landscape trying to find another game that I like.
I don't normally do this. I want to know your thoughts on that game. Do you like sometimes you'll put a little wager on a game?
Yeah, I mean, if I were to play that game, I would take Nebraska plus the points.
You feel it's a lot in that stadium, at Memorial Stadium. Yeah, that's what I thought too.
Yeah.
All right.
I would agree with you. Yeah, the war chant. Let's hear it. So I had an issue. I had an issue, Taz, going around college football trying to find my third game, right?
Right.
And I landed on a team that I never thought I would pick. And that's this squad. I landed on Florida State.
Ah,
and I'm going to lay the 6.5 as they are taking on North Carolina State. Now, listen, we know that Taggart's got a lot of issues, and he might not be the coach of Florida State after the season, right? It's not gone well, that Taggart regime down there. Hornibrook, the former Wisconsin Badger, he's completing nearly 75% of his passes. If you've not seen him, Akers, the tailback for Florida State, has been very, very good. The defense for Florida State is not. Now, the issue I have for North Carolina State, Taz, is I don't think the Wolfpack can take advantage of how bad that Florida State defense is. So I'm going to take Hornibrook. Give me Akers running the football. I'm going to take the Seminoles, laying the 6.5. I had an issue finding that third game for our pick selection. I like it. I don't love it, but I'm going to take the Noles nonetheless. That's pick 3 for me.
All right. And you know what? It's interesting. Two things about Hornibrook. James Blackman was a starter initially. He might be injured or something.
Yep.
Either that or Hornibrook when he transferred ended up taking over that starting job. I find also interesting that you had your own custom war chant Florida State during your pick. Well, that's interesting.
Well, I went to it. I asked if we had it.
All right.
I asked if we had it now.
Uh-huh.
What do you mean? You can go to it.
I guess that's what we do now. We need custom music.
No, we don't need custom. It's a great chance.
All right.
The Florida State fan, feel bad for them. They stink.
I did stink.
CBS Sports Radio.